Are we set up for children's church? Okay. Good. All right. Since this is the day before Christmas, I thought that a good title for our message would be Christmas. Christmas from Galatians 4, verses 4 and 5. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And as we gather here this morning, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, if you've called out to have him forgive your sin, believing that God raised him from the dead the third day, then you are a son or a daughter of God this morning. And now, you and I are Gentiles. That means we're not Jews. You and I were never under the law of Moses, not actually, or any of the commandments given by Moses to the people of God, to the chosen people of God, the Jews. As a matter of fact, we were never considered God's children. And you and I became knowledgeable about Jesus and the sacrifices that he made for the sin of the whole world. Now, as Gentiles, we became a part of that. We had committed sin. We were cut off from God by that sin. Oh, we didn't believe that we were under the law because the law was for God's people, the Jew. So Christmas was sort of special to us as we realized that Christ was born to be the Savior of the world. When everything was just right, God sent his Son to the earth to live and die for our sins. God had everything planned out so that from the time that time began, that everything would fall into the proper place. Joseph and Mary went to Bethlehem to be taxed according to the Roman Empire. That was part of God's plan. That was part of the prophecy of where the Savior would be born. In Micah 5:2, we are told, "But thou, Bethlehem, Ephrath, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from old, from everlasting." Time had become full. Greek was the world language. The Romans had built roads to all parts of the known world. This was in the fullness of time based upon God's ruling. Tomorrow, we will celebrate the birth of the Christ child. It's a time of celebration because once you and I were dead in our sins, and in our trespasses against God, and God provided his own Son for you and I as the propitiation or the payment for our sin in order that we might have new life, life from him, an eternal life. He died for our sins so that we might have life once again in our soul, which was dead because of those sins. In Ezekiel, we are told, "Behold, all souls are mine. As the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine. The soul that sinneth it shall die. And if you're here this morning and you have sinned, your soul is dead. But if you have received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, He came to make your soul alive again, to give you new life. That's why we call it being born again, a second birth, a spiritual birth that gives us eternal life. Now, Christmas may come at the end of the year, but that's not the end of things. It's just the beginning. With the birth of the Son of God comes hope for all the lost people whose souls are dead because they have committed sin. Now, we can have a reason for our hope. Jesus Christ came to buy back our soul from the devil, who is the ruler of the world right now. There is no other way for Jesus to purchase our souls than to shed His blood for our sin. That covered the price that God asked for our soul. God became Father. He is so much our Father that He said, we can call Him Daddy. And a lot of languages do just exactly that. Different countries, different nationalities call God when they are praying to Him, Daddy. And I've heard Gabriel pray, and he refers to Daddy as God. And He is our Daddy. Now, in Romans 8, 14 and 15, God said, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons and daughters of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. And that word Abba can be translated as Daddy. Daddy implies a closeness, a love relationship, and fatherhood towards God, our Father. Tomorrow, or possibly tonight, we will exchange gifts with those that are special to us. They're special because we love them. And giving is the only way we can demonstrate that love. God demonstrated His love for you, to you, by giving His Son to you. God did that for each one of us. He gave us the most precious gift that can be given. Anywhere in the universe, the gift of Jesus Christ is the most precious of all gifts. He gave us His Son as Savior. Very famous verses, John 3:16-18, tell us this. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever, and that means you, believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. He that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed the name of the only begotten Son of God. You know who told us this great truth? Jesus told us. He told us in His truth, the Bible. As He was talking to Nicodemus, He told Nicodemus this. This was Jesus' response to a man who was trained as a priest. Priest in the time of Christ, 2,000 years ago. And even with the passage of time, it is still true. How can you and I know that it's true? Because you and I have experienced it in our own soul as we have trusted Jesus Christ, as we have been born again. Now we need to make sure the same thing has happened to our souls, and Christmas is a time of year that reminds us of that fact. In John 3:7, we are told, marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. And I trust this morning that everyone gathered here has been born again and your souls are alive. For the Lord Jesus Christ, your souls are eternally alive. There's one thing I would like to remind you of. When it came time to bury the body of Jesus after the crucifixion, the person helping Joseph of Arimathea was the same Nicodemus who had come to Christ by night. He was the one who helped bury him. He'd been born again. Now, Christmas brings a certain amount of sorrow to the world. There's the loss of loved ones during the previous year. There are many homeless people who have no place to observe Christmas. There are the people who do not have adequate income to provide for their families or their loved ones. There are the people who are going through some kind of physical distress, or the people who are in the hospitals. There's a lot of sorrow for the world at Christmas time. What part should we play as the Church of Jesus Christ? Is there anything that we can do to help some of these people? I believe that there is. We can invest some of our time and resources in the individuals that God brings to our path. We can volunteer for one of the many good organizations that help people during the year. Places like Salvation Army or Habitat for Humanity, they reach out all year, and they reach all year long to those who are suffering. With Salvation Army, they raise money at this time of year, and all you have to do to help is stand there. You don't have to talk to anybody. Just stand there and ring a bell. And if you're shy, just stand there and ring the bell. And people hear that bell, and they know what it means. It means give, share with somebody else. And we saw so much of that. Gabby and I went, we got to the site early, and the man in charge of it, Michael, he got there early and gave us the kettle and our apron. He gave us bells, though he didn't give you ladies bells, he gave us bells. And so 15 minutes before we were supposed to be there, we were ringing bells and people were contributing. About five different groups of people contributed before it was time for us to start. And so you can do that. Invest your life in other people's lives around you. And so Salvation Army is a good group. And you just need to ring the bell and people passing know what's needed. And those who care about others will contribute to the kettle. Those who are thinking of self, they'll just walk past you. Then there's the many nursing homes around that have people who have been forgotten. They've been forgotten by the people that they counted upon. They would enjoy somebody just stopping by to ask them and talk to them for a few minutes. You don't even have to know the person. Just stop by to visit for a few minutes. And that can be such an encouragement to them and in their loneliness. And there are a lot of people who have no one to talk to because they are self-centered and don't know how to interact with others. They need somebody to care for them, especially at this time of year when it appears that they've been forgotten by the people who should care. You'll find them in nursing home. Go visit one. In the past, I've gone to hospitals and asked if there was someone, asked the nurses, if someone I could visit. And the nurses will tell you if there is someone. If you invest your time in one of these enterprises, you will be showing the love of God to the people that you are ministering to. God loves them too. you would be surprised at the number of people who just need a little encouragement at this time of year. You might be one of them. God might want to use you to encourage someone else, and you go to encourage someone else, and they encourage you. That's the way it works, folks. When you give blessings, you get blessings. So don't hesitate to do it, even if it costs you what you can't afford. Respond to what God puts in front of you. Now, believe me, these are not just idle words. Because while I was working on this message, God put an opportunity in front of me. Church had a visitor. The Holy Spirit spoke to my heart, and my mind asked me if I believed what I was going to share with you this morning. And I do, so I did. And that's what Christmas is all about. It's sharing with other people who don't have the blessings that God has given us. I don't know if it'll produce fruit, but I was able to give the individual gospel track along with some help. What would you be willing to do if God wanted you to do something? What would you be willing to do? Would you call out to your daddy and seek his will for you? Do you believe that he loves you enough to give you an opportunity to serve him at this time of year? I believe he does. I believe he'll do that. Then, if he gives you an opportunity, go ahead and minister for him. I'm not going to tell you what God did because it's different for each one of us. But God gave me a chance to act like Jesus would want me to act. And remember, Jesus said in Galatians 4:6, "And because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father, Daddy." Call your heavenly Father, Daddy, and plead. Plead with him to give you an opportunity to minister for him. Don't stop begging him until he gives you a chance to reach outside of your comfort zone and minister to somebody. There are thousands of people out there who need ministry. Thousands. People, you may have to sometimes come to tears in seeking opportunities to serve God. There are people whose stories, if you hear them, would bring you to tears. And God might use those tears shown to that person that you do care for them and you can love them for God. Is your spiritual life such that God can use you? I hope it is. If not, then get you on your knees and get things right with God so that you can reach out for him at this time of year to the people who really need you. You're one person, and you claim to have a relationship with the Heavenly Father through the shed blood of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. There are thousands of people around you who need your help. Thousands of people who do not know the Savior, but they should. God would like to use you specifically to reach out to them. And it's amazing how you can do that. Even if you don't think that you know how to tell somebody about Jesus, just tell them what happened to you. That's all you have to do. That's called a testimony. You tell them what he has done for you and what Jesus has done for you. And perhaps they will see the truth in it. If they have a physical need, do what you can for that need. Help them. And that's what Jesus always did with the people that he ministered to during his lifetime on this earth. This year, at Christmas time, Do something so nice that the person you do it for will never forget it for the rest of their life. It's an opportunity. There are all kinds of examples and illustrations. I think of one in particular. It was the Christmas after I got saved. I'm sorry, it was the second Christmas after I got saved. I got saved just before Christmas in 1961. In 1962, I went back to visit my family who had thrown me out just at Christmas time. And it was in Michigan. We had a big snow. And I was driving a 57 Plymouth with a tail fence. And I went to visit a family out in the country that I had been asked to visit by someone down in South Carolina. And when I went out, it looked like the road went up. And so I sped up to go up the hill because the snow was quite deep. But the road actually went down, and that was a drift across the road. And I plunged my car into that drift, clear to the taillights. And I rolled the window down, and I pulled the snow into the front seat with me, and I tunneled along the side of the car to get back and get out of the drift. And I saw lights, and I walked over to the lights, and it was an old farmhouse, and it was an older couple there. He had his tractor disassembled in the living room. During the winter, he rebuilt his tractor engine. And so he had no way to help me out, so I had to stay with them overnight that night. Somebody I never didn't know, had never met. People, God is going to give you those kind of opportunities. Opportunities that you can reach out to people, people you don't know, and you can love them for the Lord Jesus Christ. I'll never forget that night as I tunneled alongside the car and got out of the drift. And the next morning got a wrecker to pull me on out of that drift. But God wants to use you. This is a special time of year. People's hearts are tender. Many of them. Many of them are very hard. Many of them are extremely hard. But do something for somebody that they will remember for the rest of their life. Find a person, look for them, seek them. And God, you ask God to show you and give you someone, and he will do so. For most of us, there are presents under our Christmas trees. God can't receive that kind of a present from you. What God wants this year for Christmas is to see you spread his love to a stranger or to someone in need. There are a lot of people out there who don't think God loves them. You see them. Many of them are there because they have made bad choices, bad decisions. That's not your fault. And there's nothing you can do about that. They're probably still making bad decisions even after you help them. But God wants you to take the time to find someone that you can show his love to. And there's so many different ways you can do so. Now, I don't know who the person might be, but God has someone out there who wants to feel needed and loved. As I was typing this sentence, God brought someone to my mind. I'm going to end this message and go do what God called me to do today. God wants to communicate with you today. He wants you to seek someone and go out and minister to them for him, to show them he does love them. It will bless two souls, yours and the person that you minister to. I trust that this will be a special Merry Christmas for each one of us. Father, now it's time for us to go out into the world. And Father, this is a special time of year. The world doesn't understand most of what it's really all about. But as we minister for thee, give us someone who needs your love. Put them in our path. And Father, touch our hearts and help us to minister for thee. Help us to do the things that others are not doing for these people. And Father, may we see people come to know the Lord Jesus Christ because of what you inspire us to do. Guide each one of us as we go forth this morning and this week to come. It doesn't have to end at Christmas time, Father, but continue to help us to represent you to people's hearts, people's lives who do not know. Thank you, Father, for all the Christmases that you have given each one of us. May each one have a very special meaning. And we will praise you, Father, for all the things that you are going to do, because we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.